The engines of a field ops transport carrier roared as the pilot increased their power. The carrier was weighed down with two all-terrain vehicles equipped for a lengthy excursion far away from Sanctuary. Bemused, Connor looked at Noah as the young man glanced out the carrier's windows, watching New Earth's latest official settlement becoming smaller as the distance grew between them. He looked as if he couldn't quite believe he'd been talked into coming on this trip. Noah's gaze shifted to Connor and he eyed him suspiciously, reminding Connor of the 18-year-old kid he'd met over 12 years earlier. The long hair was gone, along with much of his inexperience. Connor had always liked Noah, and Lenora loved him like a brother.
"I thought you said this was just a short camping trip," Noah said as he gestured behind them. "When did you get your hands on a pair of N-class rovers?"
Connor grinned. "It is. They'll be a lot of camping involved. I requisitioned them last year after the discovery of the Nui's capital city, but we only just got them about 4 months ago. The newer N-class rovers have better capacity and range than the models we were using."
Noah's gaze slid toward the two rovers. They were sleek at the nose, with three doors on either side of the vehicle. A large storage cabin and mobile lab was located behind the passenger compartment of each six-wheeled vehicle. The armored plating was glossy black, and Noah felt the edges of his lips pull upward. The rovers were quite impressive. The roof racks already had equipment loaded onto them. "Field service equipment, perimeter deterrence, provisions for 2 weeks. Is this your idea of relaxing?" There was a clang as a young man walked toward them, his large pack slamming into the rear corner panel of a rover. The youth's eyes widened, and he hastily began wiping the area with a sleeve pulled down over his hand, a largely ineffective endeavor. If he'd been paying attention, he would have realized that Connor's rovers already had more than a few dents from the many excursions he'd been on.
"No new scratches," the young man said.
"Good, otherwise I would have had to send you the bill for having it painted," Connor said severely.
"He's kidding, Tommy," Noah said, and Connor grinned. "Connor, this is Tommy Lockwood. We've been working on the multi-purpose protection suits you'll be field testing."
Connor shook Lockwood's hand. He was tall and lean, but the strength in his hands was that of someone who liked to get them dirty.
"Do you know where I can store my bag?" Lockwood asked.
"Go on up ahead and talk to Diaz," Connor said. Lockwood thanked him and left.
"What am I field testing again?" Connor asked.
Noah arched an eyebrow.
"The MPS for civilian protection in the field? They're made from battle mesh that's flexible and strong. The matrix of the nanofiber can be realigned and used in all kinds of conditions. The foundations for the design are from the Nexstar combat suits, but we took out things that a civilian wouldn't have use for. Here are the technical specs."
Noah made a snatching motion in front of his PDA screen and tossed it toward Connor.
A technical specs brief hovered in the air, and Connor used his implants to access it. He skimmed the write-up and then looked at Noah.
"This would have been a lot more fun if you had made that suit fly."
"Perhaps we'll release a flying model next year just for you. We took out the suit jets to save on weight, but you can still jump a fair distance with it and land unharmed," Noah said.
Connor pressed his lips together and thought. "Low altitude drop?"
Noah shook his head.
"No, of course not. This is for civilian use, and most civilians aren't doing low-altitude drops."
Connor feigned disappointment and then grinned.
"I was just kidding, Noah. What happened to you? You used to have a sense of humor."
"Yeah, and you didn't for a while," Noah replied.
"I still have a sense of humor. Anyway, these suits are prototypes. We need to field test them in order to get them approved for civilian use. We put them through some paces at Sierra, but the terrain out here near Sanctuary is a bit rougher. Also, if I could get a recommendation from you based on your experience with them, that would secure the necessary support to begin production," Noah said.
Connor nodded in understanding. He'd heard that Noah had retired from the Colonial Defense Force and was doing research and development work on the civilian side of things for a change.